ChristianLegion.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Just visit USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, it was a fun meetup last night. Dr. Sheely was there at Ziggy's, and you know, when he gets there, he likes to arrive early. So we started the meetup at 5 o'clock, and he was early. But just an interesting story: there was a couple there, middle-aged couple, and they were seated in the big dining room, you know, all by themselves. I guess they were going to have a romantic, quiet dinner, and. And I was there, and there were a couple other people showed up, and I thought, you know, I better go say hi to these guys because I didn't know who they were. So I introduced myself, and I said, so are you here with us? And they didn't know what I was talking about. So I explained what was going to happen because I didn't think that I could let it happen without explaining to them that pretty soon, within a matter of minutes, it would be, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 people all showing up. So I explained to them what we were doing. Then it got real noisy in there, and the PA system was hooked up, and Dr. Sheely was on stage, and they left. They left. I guess they had something that they had to do. But they were kind of interested in what we were doing. And Helen she and her husband drove from Oklahoma, and they stayed overnight to meet with Dr. Sheely and be part of his study on diabetic neuropathy. And so... I was pretty excited that we could get her into that series in that study. And by the way, class, if you decide that you want to come to a meetup, and if it's an overnight trip for you, and you want to stay at the inn that is associated with Ziggy's, it's called the Lamplighter, make sure you mention USAprepares.com and you'd like our discount. It's $54.95. Regular price is $74.95, but you have to ask for it. Actually, you probably have to insist on it. So $54.95 if you decide to stay at the Lamplighter Inn attached to Ziggy's. So, John Reagan, we're going to the financialstateoftheunion.com. I'm there right now. I'm at your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. So, class, if you want to follow along with us, what's first?
Well, I probably ought to let you know is today I don't think you need to have the extra bliss ready.
Okay. Well, I've got it here just in case. Oh, by the way, did you apply the bliss last night, Dr. Sheely's Universal Bliss? Were you part of that?
I did. I couldn't do all of the points.
Uh-huh.
But I did.
I wish I had my camera. I wish I had my camera. I don't know if we can say this on the radio and do it justice, but Dr. Sheely was there and he said, okay, now I went around with these Q-tips and I made sure everybody had a Q-tip, and they dipped the Q-tip in Universal Bliss, his essential oil. And then they all were ready, and then Dr. Shilley said, okay, we're going to apply this on these 13 acupuncture points. And he had people taking off their shoes and rolling up their pants and unbuckling their belts, lifting up their shirts. Oh, man, it's a good thing the police didn't come, right? But literally, I couldn't get over it when he said, okay, now he had the microphone in one hand. He was unbuckling his pants with the other hand. and he was applying it to the base of his spine class. So if you're wondering, that's what he was doing. But anyway, it was really interesting. And I think the feeling of the meetup group was that Bliss put everyone in a state of relaxation, and it absolutely worked for the entire group. As a matter of fact, James, and he'll hear more about him later. James Switzer, it really, 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 really works for him. So everyone was relaxed, and what were you going to say?
Well, just, you know, I want to let you know I was ready in case you or anybody else OD'd on Bliss. I had several news items lined up to take care of it all.
Okay. So where do you want to start today?
Okay. Today I've got a couple of items, and then the rest is things that we didn't get to yesterday.
Okay.
First up, I've got under the health, and I've slightly sensationalized the link. I called it murder by law. And
by law. Okay.
And it links to an article that it's from the Daily Mail on a study that daylight savings time in the fall raises your risk of having a heart attack by 25% because of losing that 1 hour of sleep. Now, it doesn't mention deaths related to those heart attacks, but I have no doubt that some people did die, and that's why I titled the link that way.
Mm-hmm.
This really isn't new news. Every time we have the time change, especially in the fall, we know it impacts health. We know it causes people to have more accidents. I think this is just so ridiculous, but it's another one of those items where the government has to control our lives. And for those people that lose their lives because of this law, I think those lawmakers should be held accountable.
Well, hang the politicians. Hang the politicians. That's the website that we want to develop and utilize to the fullest extent to expose these thugs. And you're absolutely right. I dread daylight savings time. I mean, I really do. And, it messes things up for us on the broadcast, too, because we have to remind people that, you know, who are going to be on the air with us. We have to remind them because not everybody remembers that daylight savings. It messes up companies, too. I mean, what's the purpose of it? And some states don't implement it. Good for them. Good for them. Okay.
Yeah, I just love the clueless people that say, oh, we did it for the farmers.
Really? Exactly.
Yeah,
how does that work?
Because when you have a farm, having that extra daylight in the evening helps you.
I have the same amount of daylight, it's just a different time. It's exactly the same amount of daylight. We just call it by a different hour, that's all. So what's the problem? They're not doing it for me. Believe me. They are not doing it for me. They're doing it to me. Okay.
I've thrown in a computer alert. If you haven't been paying attention, Microsoft XP will no longer be supported after the update coming up a week from today. And I know a lot of people still are using XP, and it's it's going to become a security risk for you after that. So the link I have is XP leaving a bad taste, try a mint. And that goes to a post on ZDNet, which is a computer publication site, and talks about the Linux Mint as a possible Windows XP replacement and describes how you can take a USB drive and try it out, see if it'll do things for you. And unless you specifically use programs that need Windows, you can probably get around it. And for some of those that do need Windows, like Microsoft Office products, there's usually a free program that you can use to replicate that function.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. But this is something that really needs to be taken
like
care
wine.
Of. Yeah.
Like the program called Wine, W-I-N-E, which stands for Wine is not an emulator, but it is an emulator. So is that what you're talking about? Using Wine as an emulator for Windows under Linux?
Yes, you can do that. And I remember when XP was in its earlier days, it was even fairly insecure back then. If you took a brand new XP computer, turned it on, plugged it into the internet, I believe it was within about, see, like 10 or 20 minutes, it would be infected.
Mm.
You didn't have much time to get antivirus, firewalls, and that type of security software on there. And when you have an operating system no longer supported by Microsoft, that means every security hole found since or, you know, after next week, as soon as there is an exploit for it, your computer is vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be fixed by Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's all about money. It really is, because they could keep XP running, but they just want to keep selling Windows 7 and Windows 8. And it's a problem because a lot of healthcare computers are operating under XP. A lot of broadcast computers are operating under XP. A lot of computers are running under XP. So I've experimented with Linux. I've got Linux on a PC right here in the studio. I like it. So Mint is a distribution of Linux you might want to consider. And the link is on the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, under the news tab. You can click to it and read more about it. We'll be right back with John Reagan.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Been talking about Microsoft XP, and it becomes unsupported next week. And what's the alternative? Well, I've been experimenting with Linux. I like it. John Dollarheit has been experimenting with Linux. He likes it, and it's absolutely free. So you can get a free distribution of Linux. You can download it and install it on your PC. And as a matter of fact, you can even run it on the same hard drive as your Windows operating system. So you can install it and you can partition your hard drive during the installation of Linux so that you can have both operating systems on your PC simultaneously. And you pick one when you boot it up. You say you want Linux to boot or you want Windows to boot. So you can do that. But if you do that, make sure you back up your PC before you do any of this in case something goes wrong. John Reagan, back to you.
Well, yesterday we talked about a lot of things real quick because we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
One of these was from the SpyTech section, the link I called to the 103rd Dimension and Beyond. It's a report of a quantum computer breakthrough from Spanish researchers that claims it successfully created a quantum computer with the capability of 103 dimensions. And the description is, using the example of Schrodinger's cat, which is in a box in an undetermined state, and with an ordinary computer, you only have the choice, is he alive or is he dead? It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
With a quantum computer, you have states in between. So with this computer, the cat could be alive, dead, or in 101 other states, and it does it all at the same time. And that's why this type of technology has such potential, because to handle all all those different combinations starts taking more time than what you have to solve with ordinary digital computers. Now, when you see that number rise from 103 in this case to 1,000 or 2,000, that's when it becomes really, really serious for us, because our strong encryption today, you usually see running at 1,024 bits. And when you get a quantum computer that has over 1,000 qubits that will let it solve that essentially instantly, that means none of your encryption is safe.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, in order to do this, this computer would probably generate much more heat than a standard digital computer. Are there any concerns about that? I mean, we couldn't own one of these in our homes, could we, John Reagan?
No, these are definitely institutional computers. The last one we saw was where D-Wave sold one of their computers to Google in conjunction with NASA, which seemed like a strange combination. But the more you dig into NASA, you understand that they're much more than advertised too. Mm-hmm. It's all a method of trying to model behavior and being a step up on what you're going to do before you even know you're going to do it. It's kind of like, using a more real-world example, it's kind of like Tiananmen Square, where you've got, the tank in the road there, and you got a person. You know, it doesn't matter what that person has. You know, if that tank wants to run over him, you don't stand a chance. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so bad about this technology. For the good it could be used for is one thing, but for the dark side of the force, it is bad news for humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from what I understand, John, that the current technology that we're using for computers was built on a model designed in the 1930s. And this is so far advanced that it's hard to even comprehend what this kind of technology is even about, let alone the uses for it. John Reagan's with us. We'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercials and news.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, author of The Financial State of the Union .com. That's his website. The Financial State of the Union is his book. And his website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, please continue.
There's a another article that I found on Daily Mail. I didn't put the link on my website, and it's spreading to other sites I've seen this morning. Scientists have been examining skeletons of plague victims that were unearthed in the UK. And it counters something we've been told for years and years and years, that the Black Death, the plague that went through Europe and killed around 30% of the population, we've been told that this was caused by rats, specifically the fleas on the rats would bite the rat and jump over to humans and transmit the disease that way. Well, what this report talks about is that they've determined that the Black Death was spread by air and not by rats. And what they believe now is that the disease was airborne and was spread by coughs and sneezes. And that got me to thinking is that if we have the same type of plague break out in our modern world here, so many people are going to go on a rat hunt thinking that's going to protect them from the plague, when they really need to be more concerned about the two-legged critters. So just a thought to keep in the back of your mind for preparedness.
Mm-hmm. And, John, I asked Dr. Shealy about that, and I was talking about, you know, shaking hands with people. And we need to be careful about that, too, because as we go further down this road of sickness and financial collapse and societal collapse, we're going to see more and more sick people, and we're going to see the spread of disease, and we're going to need to be more and more careful what we touch and who we touch and what's touched, whatever it is we might touch after someone else touches it. So we need to be careful about that. So it's a really, really good point. I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, we're now down to the preparedness articles that we really didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. The top one I called the two-liter solution. And this shows a web page where they're using two-liter soda bottles, filling them with sand, and creating a house out of them. And it's in some ways it's not a trivial pursuit, but because to build your typical size house of, say, around 1,200 square feet, it would take about 14,000 bottles. So you'd have to enlist the aid of other people to collect those bottles. But what I really like about this, being somebody that's, you know, injured their back and can only, you know, lift less than I used to when I was young, a 2-liter bottle filled with sand weighs a whole heck of a lot less than a sandbag filled with pea gravel. So if I go out to build my own home, this type of construction would be much easier for me to accomplish. But there's so many alternatives. There's cordwood that can be done similar. The thing with the cordwood is you've got irregular sized pieces. With these 2-liter bottles, you've got a regularity, which in some ways makes it easier to work with. Many of these alternative construction techniques give you a structure that is heavily insulated, so you don't need to worry as much about having air conditioning. They say that a house built with this method would maintain a 64-degree temperature in the summertime. And likewise, in the winter, you don't need that much heat to keep it to a nice, comfortable, survivable level.
Yeah, and one of our instructors was talking about building a home out of straw bales. Yeah, those long straw bales that are rectangular in shape. So that's another alternative. I'm not excited about it myself, but in an emergency, sure, why not? And another one of our instructors is talking about building a home out of insulated foam and concrete, where you have these like Lego blocks that you stack and you put some rebar in it, and then you fill these blocks with concrete, and now you have the strength of concrete and the insulation of like styrofoam, and you can build a really, really sturdy house out of that. And we had a demonstration of that at the Get Prepared Expo, at several of our expos. So that's another alternative. So interesting, John. What's up next?
Well, you know, the trick with that, too, though, again, you've got this, you know, wonderful partner of ours called government. In most places, you would not be allowed to build with any of these kind of construction techniques. That's one of the nice things about the area we're in, is many of the counties here, if you're not in the city, you're out in the county, you don't have to contend with these building codes, and you can build with straw bale or cordwood or, you know, whatever. you want. You know, you
right.
still have some
fact,
freedom
John,
in some places.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, John, I mentioned this on the air when we built our farmhouse, starting around 2005. We did not get any permits. We didn't seek anybody's permission to build. We didn't ask anybody, would it be okay if we built the house right over here in this exact location? Didn't ask any permission. Didn't ask for any forgiveness. We just built it. And 18 months later, after the excavation and the hammering and the pounding and all the equipment that we had here, making all kinds of noise, finally, one of these government employees showed up and she said, she was a tax assessor, and she said, "Wow, I didn't know there was a house back here." We brought in 220 tons of stone, John. and that's without the mortar and the Portland cement to put it all together, and the sand and the truckloads of sand and the scaffolding and, you know, all that stuff that we did. They didn't know we were doing it, and that's because we didn't tell them. And why should we tell them? We don't need to ask their permission to do this, not where we live. And that's one of the reasons why we selected this part of the world to live in, which is the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. We don't have much in terms of government regulation here. And we don't have much in terms of anything here. And actually, it's kind of nice. So if you don't mind not having the police around most of the time, this is a great place to be. If you don't like regulations, this is a great place to be. If you like low taxes, it's a great place to be. You know, I tell people our tax rate is, on our farm is, for our entire farm, is probably one-tenth, if that, of some of the comparable homes on the East Coast, like in New Jersey, for example. You know, 1 acre in New Jersey probably costs 5 to 10 times more in taxes than we pay here at the farm, for our farm, and the farmhouse, and the outbuildings, and the stream, and all the rest of it. So it's a great place to be. Get away from the East Coast if you can, class. And as a matter of fact, that farm I was talking about, that 80 acres that's behind our place, sold for somewhere around $135,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. Taxes were, I think, $88 a year or $188 a year. 88 or 188 per year. Great way to go. John, please continue.
The next article is entitled "How Much to Plant."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you don't have experience trying to raise all of your own food, sooner or later you have to sit down and decide, what do I need to put in the ground so I've got enough to eat? And this article will help you with that. It probably has more than 24 different varieties listed, from asparagus to watermelon. And it tells you how many plants or how many ounces of seed, like carrots, about 100 seeds per person. A quarter ounce would be good for a family of six. So you can look at that, and based on not just your current family size, you need to plan for those that would be coming to live with you when, since they didn't prepare for themselves. And you also need to add a little bit extra on here to be able to feed your animals, because you're not going to be able to go down to the store to buy feed. Just
John Reagan, that is such a good point, because I mentioned that on the air that when we were doing our taxes, I was looking at some of the numbers, and one of the numbers was how much we spent on cat and dog food. It was over $1,400 last year. $1,400. I went to the lady who helps me at the MFA, which is the farmers co-op in town. Her name is Judy. And I said, "Judy, do you know how much we spent on dog food last year?" And she said, "Well, yeah, you got really big dogs. But if you think about that, those really big dogs eat a real lot. And that is going to be a problem going forward because they really do eat a lot. More than we eat, literally. I mean, TJ, Thomas Jefferson, our English Mastiff, eats way more than I do. I mean, in terms of if you weigh it, either by volume or by weight, he eats more than I do. So that really is a good point. John, you know, I'm looking at this list, and you can get to it through, you go to the financialstateoftheunion.com news tab. And, you know, how many carrots do you need? How many seeds do you need? Well, according to this, you need about 100 seeds, carrot seeds per person. So 1/4 ounce would be plenty for a family of six, according to this post. It's a fabulous post. I suggest that you consider looking at it. We'll be right back. John Reagan, USAPrepares.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you'd like to buy his book, just go to usapreparis.com and search for John Reagan, R-A-G-A-N. John, this is really a great post about what to plant and how much, how many seeds for each person. Very, very well done. Like, for example, tomatoes, about 20 plants per family. Spinach, about 15 plants per person. Really, really well done. Very easy read. So you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and it's right there under the news tab. What's next, John?
Well, you know, you were talking about you have these big dogs that need to eat. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about putting a sign at the end of your driveway saying, "Intruders welcome. We have hungry dogs."
You know, I don't think you've met TJ, but I think you've met Ayuti, our Neapolitan Mastiff, and they're pretty big dogs, and you know they're imposing. They really are, and they are protectors, and I think they will fight to the death. I really do. They're very, very protective of who gets into who gets on the property and who gets into the house. And, you know, it's really interesting, John. They can tell who the nice guys are and who the not-so-nice guys are. They can see it. So they've got very good instincts. Okay. So what's next, John?
Well, plants will help us with a lot of our nutrition. But you tend to get a lower amount of calories from plants, so you have to eat a larger amount. Where you get more calories from is from fat, which is also important to consume, and it's, to me, it's one of the most ignored parts of the prepper diet. We get too much fat in our diet today and too much fake fat, but we need good, what are known as essential fatty acids, because our body does not produce them in order to stay healthy, because we have hormones made out of those fats. And that's why you need to have some kind of animal input to your diet. We've talked about fowl, raising chickens or ducks or geese. And the next article talks about cows and goats. You know, do you want to go the cow route, the goat route, or both? Mm-hmm. And it goes into the pros and cons of each. You know, goats are smaller animals. They cost less, need less resources. Of course, you're going to get less milk and meat out of them. If you have more needs, you can go the cow route, where it costs more to get into it, but you're going to get more milk, and obviously they're larger animals, so you can get more meat from them as well. And it's a pretty good discussion on like I say, the pros and cons, and yeah, it's not like there's a right answer. It just helps you to make a more informed decision.
And goats will eat things that cows won't eat. And if you've got a really overgrown farm, one of the best ways to clean that farm up is to put goats on it. And our neighbor did just that. He's got several hundred acres, and it was out of control when he bought the farm. So he bought some goats, and he just let the goats clean it up, and they absolutely did. They ate everything that they could reach, and they turned all of that undesirable brush, stickers, thorns into goat manure. And it really did a great job. And he's got what looks like a park now. Now, the only problem that I see with goats is you really have to have a goat fence. And a goat fence is really, really tight. Because a cow you can get by with just, you know, five strands of barbed wire. Goats, you need much, much closer spacing on barbed wire if you can use that. Or you need a woven wire fence. But goats are a great way to go if you don't mind having them jump on your car and scratch it all up. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And John's going to be filling in for me when I'm not behind the microphone, if I'm traveling or if I'm going to a convention or if I'm speaking. So you'll hear more about John Reagan's point of view coming up, maybe even next week. Coming up next, Alfio Lanuto. We're going to talk about corruption in New Jersey. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.